Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on... Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait. You did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to give a content warning for the parents here that this is a little bit more on the adult side because Harry Styles has a new business venture with his company Pleasing, and I think it's going to be very pleasing to the women and not just their ears because we're not getting new music from him. Instead of putting out a new celebrity tequila brand, Harry Styles has decided to put out two new products. One is a double-sided adult toy that goes zzz.
Really?
Uh-huh. And the other one is a premium FDA-approved silicone lubricant. The zzz is retailing for $68, and the lube is retailing for $25 for 3.4 ounces. According to the press release, these products are designed to help you, quote, explore intimate wellness through a lens of emotional depth, cultural fluency, joy and pleasure, and genuine care.
It had to be $68 because one more dollar would have made it creepy.
It looks like a microphone.
Oh, yeah?
The toy looks like a microphone.
Let me look this up. Pleasing Harry Styles.
I'll just look at it on your computer, Abby. I'm not.
You don't want your lady to find out you're looking this up?
That's convenient if your kids find it. No, it's just a microphone. I do karaoke on the weekends.
Does that not look like a microphone?
It does. It looks exactly like a microphone.
You can do a little watermelon sugar.
Watermelon sugar.
Yeah, I don't even really know what more to add other than the fact that Harry Styles is going to be profiting off women getting off finally. So, I mean, the girlies have been doing this for years anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, so anyway, shout out Harry Styles for, focusing on women. The true feminist Harry Styles.
You really sold that. You really lost enthusiasm in your own life.
I'm just like, wow, this guy was the first concert I went to, and I was like, wow, I want to date Harry Styles. Yeah. I know, here's Harry Styles being like, thanks for listening to my music. Here's a vibrator. I don't even like know where to go with that. All right, Winona Ryder says that she thinks that plastic surgery and young women is going too far. So Winona Ryder, the legend that she is in her early 50s, and she says that she notices that some of her younger co-stars are literally, quote, getting weird stuff done to their faces. I feel like she's referencing that iPhone face trend that people are talking about, how everyone kind of has like that copy and paste filler look where everyone has like the perfect jawline and like there's no lines on their face and they're like perfectly blurred out and their lips are like Love Island out.
Everybody looks the same.
Yeah,
everybody's looking the same. Yeah,
everyone looks the same. Like if you watch a rom-com from the 90s, everyone has different teeth and different, you know, different faces. Everyone kind of looks differently. And now, you know, those actors look all the same because they have fallen trapped to the specific brand of plastic surgery that people are getting. But Elle Magazine actually said that they actually think she's talking about buccal fat removal, which is a procedure that a lot of models will get where they get where they contour out their face. So they get some fat taken out of their cheeks. So they look a little bit more sculpted, like. And she's like, you're gonna want that in 10 years when you start losing fat in your face. You're just going to look like the Grim Reaper.
That's the thing. And I've said this about LA before, and I've been there so many times, is that everybody looks the same, so they don't look weird to each other.
Yeah.
It's like the Spider-Man meme.
If you're the one that doesn't have the surgery, you're the weird one.
It's like when you're in a house and you have dogs, you become nose blind to it, but somebody else walks in that's not used to it, but everybody's walking around there like plastic surgery blind because everybody's doing it.
That makes a lot of sense. If everyone you're looking at looks a certain way and you're like, oh my God, I look alien compared to these people. But then you leave, LA and you go to Paducah and you're like, oh, I'm actually a very normal looking human being.
The Bert Show.
Look, the closing act on any live show has got to be a good one. There's a lot of pressure there, right? You always want things to be great when you start something, right? Oh, that first impression is so important. In the middle, that can suck. But the ending has to be great, too, because you want them to walk away from it with a really good feeling about the show, right? So last night when we did our live show, we tasked the youth group to do a roast of the Bert Show. It went too well.
Dude, they crushed.
They really did a great job. Now, two of them don't have their jobs today, but it was really, really great job. This was Mikey roasting us.
When I wrote this, everybody was supposed to be wearing a suit. I don't know what happened. I was set up. Thanks. Well, how the hell are you? I'm so happy to be here tonight. As the easiest and most likely to be fired from the show, I have nothing to lose, but it's been an honor to work alongside you guys. I've learned nothing. Bartholomew Weiss. How you doing, mister?
Let's go.
You know, Bert's a strange person to look up to. And it's even stranger that he has to look up to me. Look at you. You look like a rotisserie chicken with the face of a southern ground hornbill.
What? Wait, can you repeat that one more time?
You look like a rotisserie chicken with the face of a southern ground hornbill. And for the uneducated, that's a bird with a big nose.
Cook, Mikey. Cook.
What is happening?
We'll see how this one goes. Hey, Bert.
Yeah, Mikey.
100 days of good deeds. More like 100 days on speed. This guy's got Adderall and he's not even sharing. Nah, I'm kidding. You're a good fella. Hey, did you guys hear the news? The president was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. Yeah, that's too bad. Bert has a similar condition, but he has chronic penis insufficiency. I'm saying he's got a small penis.
Ask your mom.
Hey, whoa! Oh. This is about you.
Fight!
It's over.
How am I going to come back from that? Listen, Bert, I'm only kidding. We all love you, and we know your penis is average.
Who is we?
Speaking of average, Abby Murphy was kind enough to join us tonight. Now, there's an easy person to spend time with. And she's definitely not a neurotic control freak. All right, that was just mean. My bad. What, Abby, you were able to take a break from trying on rented clothes? It's weird that she rents her clothes. A lot of people speculate that Abby and I have beef, but I'm here to say that it's completely untrue. She just can't stand to have someone skinnier than her in the office. If Abby's anything, she's a champion of women. Only women. She's an advocate of women. She won't even talk to men. She even started her own cult called the One Less Lonely Girl Club. You think Scientology's scary? Wait till you see a mob of horny single women. Abby, these are only jokes. I love you. Please don't sick your horny cult on me. You know, here at City Winery, I've seen a lot of great shows. I got my guitar signed by Chris Christopherson outside. One of the great shows I saw was from Mr. Mo Mitch. Yeah. Give it up for Unk. We'll see what happens here. Hey, Mo.
Yeah?
In the moment, more like in the living room of your apartment with a homeless lady, what happened? Listen.
He's dead.
I'm kidding. She seems lovely. For those of you who don't know, there's a lady on Mo's podcast who lives in her car.
Is she here? Watch your mouth.
All right. Well, she's lovely.
And I'm guessing she will kick your ass.
Yeah, I'm guessing the same.
Listen,
dude, a strong breeze could kick Mikey's ass.
Yeah, obviously. To me, it seems like a lot of hoops to jump through just to get someone with a car in your life. Whatever. I probably need to start taking her tips because I might be living in my car after tonight. Mo's really into astrology. What do you think you are, Lance Armstrong or something?
What?
I don't get it.
That's pretty good, huh?
I don't get it. You were doing so good.
I don't get it either.
Oh, Neil Armstrong.
Oh, God. Dude, you were on a roll.
I'm kidding.
You was killing my
astrology is totally real and not something that guys only pretend to know about so they can lay down on top of ladies.
That one is?
Mo's the kind of guy you really want to hang out with and get to know, but you can't because he's stuck within a 1 mile radius of his apartment. He can't drive a car and he has gout.
Facts.
All right. That brings us to Mrs. Kristen Klingshern. I know I speak on behalf of everyone when I say we're very proud of you. Just this year, you've won a Gracie Award and distributed thousands upon thousands of period products to women in need. And you've done it all while drinking wine and sweatpants. All right, Kristen, honestly, this next one, I'm sorry, but I just couldn't resist. Hey, Kristen.
Yeah.
Atlanta face and body, more like Atlanta facing the fact that you're getting older. All right.
Wow.
That was probably over the line, but hey, what's the line anyway? Kristen's forehead sure doesn't know. Having a good time. Hey Kristen, knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Kristen. Well, you know, me and Bart have actually done that together a time or two or three, because whenever you start it doesn't take, and that's why you have to, you get it. We love you, Kristen. Interrupt until your heart is content. God bless you. All right, who else we got here? We got all them. Who really even cares? It's all been said before. Rebecca's some kind of mutated straight bisexual that likes baby dolls for some reason. Jackson's like a Japanese guy or something. Amber's been a stripper and a pirate. Cassie is woke and has bad luck. You think there's a correlation there? Tommy's a fat guy who likes Bucky's. Big surprise.
The Burt Show.
I knew it was a bad idea. I just didn't see us getting photos from married people. Yeah, hey, our most hardcore listeners that love us so much, why don't you guys send in photos and we'll tell you exactly what we think of your looks. It's a flawed idea. I thought it would be helpful for single people because you just don't know. You know, how many times have you heard the cliche like, oh, you're dating out of your league? You don't really know what your league is. You see yourself very differently than others see you. And in a lot of cases, we're finding out you're way hotter than you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a pleasant surprise. So I wasn't anticipating getting photos from married people in secure marriages, right? Like, why? Who cares? You got your man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He don't care.
Married right? people have low self-esteem, too.
We all do.
They've been beaten down by their past.
All right, let's get Joy on here. Hey, Joy.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know what? Real vulnerable right now.
Yeah.
Naked and afraid.
Did it feel like a great idea when you sent it in and now you're like, maybe not so much?
You know what? After listening to Mikey roast all of you, I don't know if that was diabolical or if I should be feel better and more secure. So we'll see.
Well, the good news for you is he's not in the studio.
Yeah, he's okay. Not going to be judging anybody today.
All right, so here's how we do this. I'm not telling anybody your origin story because I know what it is and I'll read this after because I don't want them to be swayed in any way, shape, or form. This is all about aesthetics. And you have given Tommy the number that you think you are as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, let's go around the room here, you guys. Taking a look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that family. Look at it. This is the family that comes in the frame.
It is. A Target picture frame
what,
family.
What, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Aww. Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah. Pen don't work, but you kind of get it. All right, Tommy's going to take these back into the room and... he will indicate to you exactly how we voted one by one here. Your son is adorable.
So cute. I feel like you shouldn't be allowed to send family photos, though.
I know.
That might skew the vote a little bit.
Not fair.
That is an unfair advantage.
you had an adorable family.
What's he's so proud of his little ring.
Yeah, what's that championship ring he's holding on to right there?
He's a baseball player. We have some baseball teams with our family that we support these kids. And so, anyway, that was one of their championships that they won. But I don't have any pictures of just me. So
Okay.
That makes sense.
You need to fix that. Right. Okay, you need to send your husband a crash course on iPhone photography because you deserve pics of just you.
That's a classic mom thing to have. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have any mm-hmm. pictures of yourself, but you have tons of pictures of your husband playing with the kids, don't you?
Absolutely.
I'm taking a look at this picture of your husband and your son also. This has travel ball written all over it.
It does. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
Are you a travel ball family?
We are, but I call it travel light because we have different reasoning behind the travel ball. It's not as extreme, and we've got a lot of family values that we put with it.
Okay.
So we keep it close. It's not as crazy as you see on there, but it gives the kids that are really athletic and kind of a step up just a cool place to go, and we have good family values and good faith, and we call it travel light. We stay close to home, and it's not crazy, but these kids get a lot of good instruction, so it's really fun.
See, that's why I'm glad that we sent this in, all our numbers in before you said that, because now we'd all be like, 11! 12! All right, Tommy, let's go around the room.
All right, these are your individual scores, Joy. 8, 7, 5, 6, 8, 7, 6, adding up to a total of 47. Divide that by 7, and you get 6.7, rounding up to a 7.
All right, so what did you rate yourself?
I said a 4.
A 4? What?
Wow.
Woman, are you out of your mind?
We got to get you a therapist.
Yes.
First of all, whoever gave you the 5, I just want to punch in the throat.
Yeah.
Because you're not. Okay, so explain what you did in your application also and why you sent this in as a married woman with this great-looking family.
You know, and I think it's so interesting to hear y'all, the ratings that you gave. That's very kind and sweet. I think the moms will understand too, but I turned 40 in a few months. Mm. I've got an 8-year-old son and I've got a 13-year-old daughter. She's on stage. So I've got one of each like you, Bert. But my husband and I have an athletic training program called the League of Legends. And I teach musical theater at TNK Studios, both in Jackson, Georgia, shameless plug. But essentially I think that I've spent so much time as a mom and weight fluctuations and all of these things come with that and kind of lost myself. And that's difficult for me because I teach kids every single day to embrace their vulnerability and do things that scare you and find your weird, and love that. But what scares me most and always has is in a mirror. It's just been my for a long time.
Yeah, you are in your own head, I am telling you. And that's the thing, I think the point we were making also is that sometimes we see ourselves so differently because we got all that baggage about ourselves and it can't help but play a part in how we see our aesthetic self also. You are way prettier than you think you are.
Oh, this is not the reaction I expected coming on to here. I thought I was going to come on and, show the kids and students and players just to own who they are, no matter how exposing that is. Because for me, this is very exposing.
Well, yeah, it's easy to own who you are when you're hot.
No. Joy, I think there's an even deeper lesson here as far as like knowing your self-worth. Like I would be, and you've elaborated on it a little bit, and I get like when you become a mom, everybody prepares, like you're constantly preparing for the baby, right? Everybody tells you to prepare for the baby, but they also, nobody really tells you that you need to prepare for your new role as mom, because it's a complete shift. You are no longer the same person you were before. You just can't be, because now you're a mom, and there's a huge shift and adjustment of getting to know your new self as a mom. And even though your kids are somewhat older, it still takes time, and you're constantly learning about this new version of you. So I think to take back to, you know, your kids is that I want to be supportive, and I don't want to come down on you, but I'm trying to figure out why you're downplaying yourself.
I mean, I think as far as family stuff goes, there's a lot that goes into a childhood.
Uh-huh. You
know, there's trauma there. And okay. I do have, so gotcha, girl. But mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of impact, but I think that I want to teach these kids so much the things that I was never taught, and it's still hard as an adult to do that. So This is me just taking a step towards that vulnerability and showing that exposing yourself is okay. And but sometimes you're surprised by the results.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. a huge gap. Yeah. Biggest gap we had so far.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, I hope you learned something here, because very attractive woman, and clearly we think you're very attractive, more attractive than mm-hmm. you see yourself.
Well, thank you, guys. That's okay. Awesome. What? And they're all going to be listening to this later at camp.
Good. I'm glad they are. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Your mom's hot.
The Burt Show.
Giving you guys some highlights from our live show last night. I didn't know at the time that this would be one of the highlights, but us getting ripped on by the rest of the staff turned out to be a great closer when the youth group started roasting the Burt Show. And this time, it's Jackson's turn.
As you can see, Bert handpicked the four of us up here to do this roast today. You've got a Korean. You've got a gay lesbian. You've got a bisexual with green hair. And a racist. Just kidding, Mikey.
Oh, my God. Just kidding. Oh, my God.
Damn. Jokes. Jokes.
Question. Isn't gay lesbian redundant?
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Okay.
Do they cancel each other out?
So before we start this, I kind of want to reiterate some stuff. Hey, these are jokes, everybody. They are jokes, all right? P1s, you guys understand jokes, right? Okay. Yes, thank you.
This is how every good comedy show starts. It's a joke, you guys, okay? Make sure you laugh.
Jackson, enough with the foreplay. Get to the good stuff.
He is nervous.
All right, we'll skip the rest of the stuff that I had about being nice to you guys, and we'll just get straight into it. All right, first up, we've got Miss Kristen Klingsher. And everyone give a round of applause for the Burt Show Mama. That's right. That is right. Kristen is the mom of the show, not because she's nurturing, but because she's a pro at gaslighting and guilt trips. Kristen's the only person in history to sign up for a 3-month workout program just so she won't throw her back out the one time a year she has sex with Bart. And I said Bart. Mo's here, everyone. Give a round of applause for Mo. Wait, sorry. That's Abby, my bad. Her self-tanner seems to be acting up again.
Okay.
Abby's known for two things, all right? Being perpetually single and her podcast, The Breakup Breakdown. Do we have any fans of The Breakup Breakdown here tonight? That's one or two, okay. I'm a huge fan of the show, and what I'm personally excited for, though, is the day that she releases her greatest episode yet, which is when she finally meets a man, gets introduced to his parents, and 2 weeks later finds out he's only 5'11", and it instantly goes to...
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Abby has more red flags than Mo has stamps in his passport. Abby also has more red flags than times Kristen has interrupted one of my segments. Abby also has more red flags than the combined age gap of Bert and his exes.
Oh. And my current, if you're going to be fair.
Yeah, fair. Okay, and now actually on to Mo. Thank you so much for being here. Everyone give it up for Mo.
Oh, it was all funny, right? It was all funny until now.
Oh, funny games.
Mo.
Watch your mouth.
I like to say that Mo is a lot like glitter, okay? He's unnecessary. He's hard to get rid of, but adds that little extra bit of color that the show needs.
A token joke from the other minority on the show. I got jokes too.
Okay, we're going to move on from that one. Next next up, we've got the man of the booth, Mr. Tommy Owen. Give it up for Tommy, everyone.
All right, great job tonight.
You know, without Tommy, none of this would be possible, but ironically, with Tommy, everything still somehow feels impossible. As some of you may know, Tommy has been on the injectable Mounjaro for the last year, which is an Ozempic weight loss substitute. My question for you, Tommy, is how do you somehow look like the before picture in all the advertisements? You know you're not supposed to eat it, right? Love you. Yeah, get it out of the way. Get it out of the way. We love Tommy. All right, now we have the lovely Cassie Young. Please give it up for Cassie, everyone. I've got to be really careful with this because I report directly to Cassie, but I'm not going to do any of that. Okay, Cassie has a crucial role on the show, having to do all of the work of the main host, but getting to share none of the actual spotlight. Someone who's always needed, but never wanted.
Doesn't anybody love me?
He even felt bad delivering that, you see?
Yeah, I can tell he's holding
back. Oh, just you wait. As many of you know, Cassie has been going through a serious bad luck streak, which has actually lasted longer than all of Bert's last relationships. Cassie's luck is so bad that she got assigned Abby's dead dog as her emotional support animal.
Oh, no. No.
Dang.
No.
Oh my God, I might need to borrow Griffin's toilet paper.
Griffin was a beloved dog by our family.
I love watching the reaction of people in the front row like, oh my God, he's out of a job.
And last, but certainly not least, we've got the true star of the show, Mr. Bert Weiss.
Let's go.
The man who signs our paychecks. Yes, this is true. Bert's the only person in the world who has been able to turn a midlife crisis into a career opportunity. Yeah, who knew that trauma dumping and oversharing could be seen as a business strategy? Bert loves diversity, hence why I got hired in the first place and why I'm even standing in front of you in the first place as well. He loves diversity in culture, in sexual preference, race, and his personal favorite, diversity in our paychecks. All right, that's all I got. I'm going to bring...
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Hollywood is paying tribute to Hulk Hogan after his sudden passing yesterday. Of course, wrestling superstar Hulk Hogan. He was born with a little bit less of a macho name. His born name was Terry Jean Bollea, and he died at the age of 71 after suffering cardiac arrest yesterday morning. Paramedics rushed to him from his home in Clearwater, Florida to a hospital, and he was pronounced dead at 11:17 a.m. He was best known for transforming wrestling into family entertainment and sparked Hulkamania in 1984 after defeating the Iron Sheik. So now Hollywood and other celebrities and other wrestling stars are coming out and honoring Hulk Hogan after his passing. One wrestler, Ric Flair, has an emotional tribute to him that he's posted where he talked about how Hulk supported him even during his darkest times, including hospital visits and personal hardship. He said, no one will ever compare to you. John Cena, Triple H, Vince McMahon, and The Undertaker have all shared heartfelt words, remembering Hulk Hogan as a trailblazer, a mentor, and an icon in the wrestling world. And of course, Sylvester Stallone has also spoken out too, because he was in Rocky III and shared that his heart is breaking after the passing of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I've been reading more since we first reported on this earlier this morning. And I think being silent in a case like this is probably best.
Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away. People had nothing but good things to say about him. Like, that man did some, like, was just a good person. Ozzy Osbourne passed away. Once again, glowing remarks. Hulk Hogan passes away. And two things can be true at the same time. We say this often, that he was monumental to wrestling, but he was also a problematic individual.
And we're all flawed. I get that. Some things go on your permanent record, though. And mm-hmm. I understand that this is when you pass away, people honor you. Mm-hmm. So I think when you feel a certain way rather than faking it, don't say anything at all. I feel like not saying anything at all.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I like to let people transition in peace, but he hurt a lot of people. Mm-hmm. He hurt a lot of people, and a lot of us really admired him and throughout our childhoods, and it was hurtful. But, you know, it is.
Because you were a big wrestling fan as a kid, right?
Huge. I was a huge wrestling fan, huge Hulk Hogan fan. I mean, Hulk Hogan was wrestling at the time that I was a kid, and it was disappointing. It was certainly disappointing, a lot of those comments that he made.
Should we say screw him and move on?
I think that's what we did. Sure.
Yeah, I was just putting it out in layman's terms. Okay, this is such an interesting story that's come out about Glorilla, who's become one of my favorite artists to work out to. I mean, she has like the most like BA music. Like when I need to go for a run, like I turn on her music. And recently during the early morning of July 19th, police in Forsyth County responded to a burglary at her house. She was out of town performing at the WNBA All-Star Game in Indianapolis. And during the intrusion, I guess someone like shot a gun or whatever and then fled, didn't harm anybody. But while they were investigating the break-in, the officers detected a really strong smell of marijuana, and then they obtained a search warrant. So they found in her home a very significant amount of marijuana and a Schedule 1 controlled substance in her master bedroom closet. So she was arrested, and she is now released after having to pay a $22,000 plus bond. This is her second arrest in 18 months. She faced a DUI charge in April, but basically, like, this sucks. Like, somebody breaks into your home and all of a sudden, like, now you've got to deal with, you know, what police found after, like, you were just minding your business, doing your job in Indianapolis, you know?
I think this is a teachable moment yep. for people. So you need to have a plan of action, that if somebody breaks into your house and you have to call the cops, if you have anything illegal, you need to have a place to hide it.
A better place to hide it.
A weed bunker, yes. essentially.
Yeah. If you're going to have the cops come into your house, like if you have a robbery and something goes down, but you have things inside your home that are illegal, you're going to have to take care of that before the cops arrive.
Good advice.
And the truth is, I just want to say, it's weed.
I know.
Oh, man, it's not fentanyl. Come on, man.
I thought it was something much stronger when I read the headline. Mm-hmm. And then when I found out that's what it was, I was confused. But that's a rough day, man. Somebody breaking your crib and you go to jail.
Uh-huh. Well, this was an interesting e-buzz. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast.
A great PSA, Abby, for people that have illegal substances in their homes to come up with plans.
I was going
to
say just don't do drugs, kids, but there's that.
Since that's not an option.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
It's the Burt Show.
Are you ready for the morbid train?
Let's hop. Choo-choo.
Away we go.
We got our ticket. Let's go.
I was doing a little thinking yesterday, okay? And we know these celebrity deaths have happened in threes over the course of the last week, mm-hmm. right? Who are they again?
It is Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm whispering his name now, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Man, and have we even talked about the details of the last one you just mentioned?
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yeah, and his daughter being there.
They passed away in a rip current in Costa Rica.
Well, he did, and she was with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were on the beach.
Someone saved her, right? I think someone put her on a surfboard.
Yeah, she was okay. All right, so I was doing a little thinking yesterday. We need to bubble wrap some of our celebrities here and hold them close to us. Because if this doesn't come in threes, let's say this comes in sixes,
uh-huh.
we've got to bubble wrap some celebrities right now.
God.
Okay? First of all, the one that I won't even name. She's 79 years old. I can't even put it into the universe.
79. Yeah, I feel like this is bad juju.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Carol Burnett?
No, she's way older than that.
Meryl Streep?
Come on, man. 79. She's America's sweetheart.
Oh, Dolly Parton.
Oh, don't say it out loud.
Sorry, Schmally Schmartin.
I literally said don't say it out loud.
How are we supposed to do a break if we can't say the names?
Well, you can say the rest of the names.
Oh, okay, just not her.
Just not that one.
Okay.
She'll live to be 100.
I think so, too, just because of her attitude. Yeah. I do believe that attitude.
Plus, she's mostly plastic now.
Her face is only 15.
All right, I think I have these right, but here we have these three. We got to hold on to Dick Van Dyke. We need to put him somewhere.
Isn't he like 100?
Where he's safe. He's 99.
He needs to go.
What is the matter with you?
I thought he was dead.
Do you want to live till you're 99 and you can barely function?
Well, so long as I can wipe my own butt, yes.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm
stab you.
I will stab you. What the hell?
She said it's time for him to go.
Is that a threat?
If I met Dick Van Dyke, I would cry.
Oh,
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is one of my favorite movies of all time. And when he came back in Mary Poppins Returns, when Emily Blunt was Mary Poppins, he does a little dance on there.
Look what you've done.
You cry at the sight of like a new Bucky's. Is that supposed to carry some weight?
Yeah. I'll cry when you get a date.
Damn. No, we didn't. You were right. This was going to be dark.
Get your tissues, Tommy.
I didn't think it was going to get. I knew it was going to be morbid. I just didn't think in this way.
I think we're going to have to bubble wrap Abby and Tommy and keep them apart.
I think Tommy and I are going to duel at dawn.
I think Tommy has some repressed rage that he needs to get out. Should we let Tommy do a roast of everybody on the show?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely he is built not. Up yeah. in there.
I'm good. You just struck a chord with Dick Van Dyke. We need to bubble wrap this man
and make sure he's okay. Carol Burnett was another one that you guys mentioned. She's 92 years old. She's a national treasure.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I honestly don't know who that is.
Okay, I'm glad you said something.
I mean, I've heard Tommy exclaim her name and get excited about her, but I don't know what show she was in or what she's famous for.
The Carol Burnett Show is one.
Okay, so she's
my favorite.
So, yeah, but well, see, here's the thing, and I totally get it because of your all's age, but she is like a pioneer for women in media and for comedians.
Funny.
Like
her, funny.
She's one of the first women that really embraced the power of not caring about looking stupid for the laugh, and it was... She's just so supremely talented, and her television shows and her acting and her variety show and how she was able to connect with their audience. And she's a good person. So I 10 out of 10 recommend reading her biography.
Okay.
There's just some great behind the scenes stories, and the way she worked with people, she's like, she was so good at her craft, and she was also a good, kind-hearted person, which is really hard to come by in Hollywood.
Cassie, have you seen Annie, the original one from the 80s?
I think part of it. I know it.
She was Mrs. Hannigan in the...
Oh, okay.
She is, like, pioneer, for sure. Mm-hmm. Morgan Freeman is 88 years old. We need to hold on to that, man.
Morgan Freeman been 88 for about 30 years.
He's always been 88.
Why does he always look old AF?
Oh, no. Man.
More bubble wrap for Judi Dench, who's 90 years old.
Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah, that's right.
Put some respect on her name.
Mel Brooks.
How old is Mel Brooks?
99 years old.
Okay.
He was like Blazing Saddles and all of those.
He's got Spaceballs 2 coming out. He's still working.
Clint Eastwood is 95.
Mm.
He looked frail. He looked frail 40 years ago. William Shatner. That would be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
How old's Willie?
94.
Wow.
What? For real?
Yeah, 94.
Wow.
And the last one, it would really, truly be devastating. So we do need to bubble wrap them, protect them this weekend and in following weeks. Willie Nelson is 92, you guys.
Oh.
He's performing here soon.
Is he?
Yeah, he's still on the road.
Performing at 92?
Yeah, Willie Nelson and the family are still performing on stage doing their thing.
That's impressive.
Because he smokes.
There you go.
You forget all your aches and pains.
I might have to go
back.
Big
old doobie before you go on stage.
This is The Burt Show.
We did it, Abby. We made it to the last break of the show.
Thank God. I'm like half here. Like half of me is still in the 6 a.m. break. The other half of me is talking to you right now.
But what about the other half that's still at City Winery from last night?
She's sweeping the floor with the tears I shed after Mikey roasted me.
So we had our Burt Show live. It's our first live show we've ever done. And 350 Burt Show listeners came out and hung out with us last night, and we had a blast. And we've been sharing little bits of the show from last night. It is one of those where
where like you had to be there. Like I think seeing it in person and seeing the interactions on stage, especially during the ye old gossip dramatic reenactment, there's never going to be any recreating that on the radio. That was special for those that shelled out money and came from near and far to hang out with us last night.
It's live TV, baby. You got to be there to see the mess happen in real time.
But again, we are sharing some of the stuff from last night. And we did a segment on stage where each one of us shared three words and the audience decided what personal story they wanted to hear based on the three words that were shared. And we shared Mo's story earlier. I think his was oops, breakup, and death.
Yes.
So he had some catchy words and shared his story about Foxy, which you can download on our podcast if you missed that. But there were three words you shared, Abby, that got the crowd in a tizzy, and they wanted to hear your story, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know how much the crowd actually wanted to hear it other than maybe Bert just pushing me into actually telling the story. So my three words were pathetic, fraternity, makeout. And it got some applause, but not nearly as many claps as Mo's.
But the fact that you were willing to share this very embarrassing story and make yourself so vulnerable. You did it live last night. Let's do it again today on the air.
Pathetic, fraternity, make out.
Hey,
damn. All right, Abby, you're up.
I can't even emphasize, like, when they ask for our three words, like, fraternity, makeout are the small words in the story, and pathetic is in, like, big, glaring lights. That is the headline here. So, you guys are all P1s, so you guys know I grew up in a very religious household, and so I think because people think I grew up super religious, I was, like, very, very sheltered, but the reality is I just didn't get a lot of male attention until I was, like, 19. And here is the proof. Because the story that has to do with the pathetic fraternity makeout is the story of my first kiss at 19. So,
did you say first kiss at 19?
You missed the whole prologue. You guys were chatting.
I was bugging her. Say that again.
My ear. This is my pathetic fraternity makeout first kiss story because I didn't get male attention until I went to college. Wow. So this is why it's pathetic because I had voted for a president in the same year a man kissed me for the first time. Don't laugh that hard.
I'm sorry, Abby. I'm sorry. I caught me off guard.
Let me set the scene. The year is 2016. I'm in my hot girl era. I've just had alcohol for the first time over the summer, and I'm wild and crazy. I'm wearing rompers from Charlotte Russe. That struck a nerve. Every weekend, I was so excited to go out and get a new outfit at the Oaks Mall in Gainesville, Florida, at Charlotte Russe. The first weekend for our sorority, we got to have a mixer with my favorite fraternity, who we never got to hang out with. And I was so excited because they were so hot. Not really in hindsight. But I met this guy who I shit you not, his first name was Brad, which is very fitting for the way he treated me. This man was 6'3", buff, an engineering major, and in a fraternity I wanted to hang out with. And so I meet this man at a fraternity sorority mixer the first weekend, and I'm in love. I'm convinced this is the man I want to spend 3 to 6 months with in a toxic situationship. So I track this man down to like every bar. I'm like being the obnoxious girl. I'm dreaming of my situationship becoming a relationship. And I'm just in love with this man for no reason. So finally, it all comes to a head late August, and this fraternity is having their Wine Wednesday mixer. And there's something in the air that just tells me tonight is the night. So I put some Vaseline on my lips. I exfoliate them a little bit. I pull up in my slutiest Charlotte Russe romper. It shows a little like deep V, and I'm ready to go. Hair straightened, Vaseline on, deodorant thick. We ready. So I show up to Wine Wednesday, and I immediately, it's like 10 p.m., I go straight to Brad. Even though it's nighttime, the lights on this deck are about as bright as the ones on stage, so it might as well be noon. And everyone is just kind of buzzed, but I'm hammered because tonight is the night. So I go up to Brad, and I'm doing like an enemies to lovers thing where I'm like flirting with him, but I'm like giving a little crap. And then all of a sudden, because he can tell I'm wasted, he goes in for the kiss. And I'm a little nervous, and I can feel that my deodorant is wearing off. So I'm trying to stall. So he comes in, and by the way, I said this man's 6'3", so he's coming down to my zip code. And I immediately pull back, and I go, and I go, please mind you, I was pathetic, 19, and blackout on Franzia. I go, I've never kissed anyone before.
Oh.
No.
Abby, dang.
No.
I'd like to think I did it in a really sexy, mysterious way that made him ponder in his bush light haze, why hasn't this beautiful 7 and a half kissed somebody at the ripe age of 19?
He thought you were role-playing.
Role-playing as what?
A desperate case? Oh, I've never done this before.
Yeah, anyway, so I giggle. I'm nervous. He goes in for it. It's horrible. But in my mind, I'm like, I love this man, so I'm committed to the bit. So we're making it out in front of everyone, 10 p.m., lights bright on us. And I start to get a little upset that we're just making out, and I don't know this man on an emotional level. So he's making out with me, and then I pull back, and I'm like, what's your major? And that's how I know that he's an engineering major. And then I got upset for some reason, so I stormed out of the frat party. I was mad he didn't follow me. I DM'd him and I said, why didn't you follow me? And he ignored me. Because that's what men named Brad do.
Amen, sister.
Make you feel pathetic.
We got more stuff from the live show and it's really good. But it's on the bonus content. So you're going to have to get it there. BurtShow.com/bonusBS.
This is The Burt Show.